Finally, I clicked over to Jacob's own Facebook page, where a hotter conversation was still simmering, this one from the immediate aftermath of the murder. Again, the messages were displayed in reverse chronological order. Marley Kunitz, McCormick Middle School, wrote at 3:29 p.m. on April 15, 2007, "D.Y., do not say things like that here. That is gossip, and it could get people hurt. Even if it's a joke, it's stupid. Jake, just ignore him." Joe O'Connor, McCormick Middle School, wrote at 3:16 p.m. on April 15, 2007, "Everyone should all just keep their mouths shut if we don't know what we're talking about. That means you, Derek, you tool. This is serious shit here. No fucking way you should be talking out of your ass like that." Mark Spicer, McCormick Middle School, wrote at 3:07 p.m. on April 15, 2007, "Anybody could say anything about anybody. Maybe you have a knife, Derek? How does it feel when somebody starts a rumor about you?" Then this. Derek U., McCormick Middle School, wrote at 2:25 p.m. on April 15, 2007, "Jake, everyone knows you did it. You have a knife. I've seen it." I could not move, could not budge my eyes from the message. I stared at it until the letters broke down into pixels. Derek U. was a friend of Jacob's, a good friend. He had been to our house 100 times. The two boys had been in kindergarten together. Derek was a good kid. "I've seen it." The next morning, I let Lori and Jacob both leave before me. I told them I had a meeting at the Newton police station and did not want to drive back and forth to Cambridge. When they were safely gone, I went up to Jacob's room and searched. The search did not take long. In the top drawer of the bureau, I found something hard, lazily hidden in an old white T-shirt. I unrolled the T-shirt until it spilled onto the bureau a folding knife with a black rubberized handle. I picked it up daintily, tweezed the blade between my thumb and index finger, and pulled it open. "Oh my God," I murmured. It might have been a military knife or a hunting knife, but then it seemed too small for that. Unfolded, it was about 10 inches long. The handle was black, grippy, shaped to accept 4 fingers. The blade was hook-shaped, with an intricately serrated cutting edge, a ripping blade, and it came to a lethal Gothic point. The flat sides of the blade had been drilled out, presumably to save weight. The knife was sinister and beautiful, the shape of the blade, its curve and taper. It was like one of those lovely, deadly things in nature. A lick of flame, or the claw of an enormous cat.